Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a subweight roller with Pyrotradio Energy and Ableton Live 12. So think low, steady, heavy sub on the bottom and just enough grit and movement on top to give it that old school jungle attitude. The goal is not to make a flashy bass sound. The goal is to make something that rolls under the drums, supports the groove, and still feels alive. This kind of bassline is core D&B language. It sits in the pocket, it doesn't fight the kick and snare, and it gives the tune that forward motion you hear in classic jungle and old school rollers. Why this works in D&B is simple. The drums need space, the sub needs stability, and the bass has to carry attitude without turning the whole low end into mush. If you get that balance right, the track instantly feels more serious. Start with the drums first. That's important. Load up a kick and snare pattern with a strong D&B backbone. Snare on 2 and 4, kick supporting the groove, and if you want, a chopped break or some ghost notes around it. Set the tempo somewhere around 165 to 174 BPM. Build the bass against the drums from the very beginning, because a bass line that sounds huge on its own can completely wreck the drop once the snare comes in. What to listen for here is the pocket. You want to hear where the drums naturally leave space. If the snare already feels weak before the bass even enters, fix the drums first. Don't try to rescue a bad groove with bass. Now create a MIDI track and load operator. Keep it simple and start with a sine style sub. Clean is good. For the first pass, don't overthink sound design. Set a very quick attack, a short release, and decide whether you want the notes to feel more held or more clipped. If you want bounce, keep the decay shorter. If you want a deeper roller, let the notes breathe a little more. The key here is monophonic discipline. Keep the sub centered and keep it narrow. This is the floor of the track. It should feel like it's under your feet, not floating around your head. Write mostly root notes, maybe a little two-note or three-note movement if needed, but don't go wild. In this style, simple note choices often hit harder than clever ones. What to listen for is whether the sub is solid but not muddy. You should feel the pitch clearly, but you shouldn't hear it wobbling all over the stereo field. If the low end starts feeling blurry, that's a sign the sub is too wide, too long, or too harmonically busy. Now write the rhythm. This is where the roller really comes to life. Build a one bar or two bar phrase first. Let the bass answer the snare instead of constantly stepping on it. A classic move is to place a note before the snare for tension, a note after the snare for momentum, and maybe a small pickup into the next bar. A strong D&B bass line is often more about note length than note choice. A short root note with the right timing can feel more aggressive than a fancy melody with sloppy sustain. Try a steady roller feel if the drums are already busy. Try a more chatty Pyrotradio pattern if the drum arrangement is minimal and needs more nervous energy. Both approaches are valid. The right one depends on what the break is doing. Here's a useful habit. Every 8 bars, ask yourself what changed. If nothing changed, the loop may be too static. If everything changed, it may be too busy. The sweet spot is usually one intentional move, like a pickup note, a mute, or slightly different ending on the phrase. That's enough to keep the listener locked in without losing the DJ tool feel. Now let's add the dirty layer. Duplicate the bass or create second MIDI track. This layer is for attitude, not weight. You can use wavetable or operator into saturator and then EQ8. High pass this layer around 90 to 140 HC so it doesn't own the sub. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start, and shape the tone so it gives you that Pyrotradio rasp, that grimy edge, that old tape pressure. Why this works in D&B is because the sub and the harmonics do different jobs. The sub gives you the body. The mid layer helps the bass translate on smaller speakers and lets it cut through breaks, rides, and effects. If you try to force one patch to do everything, you usually end up with a messy low end or a weak bass sound. Blit the job. It's cleaner, heavier, and much easier to control. What to listen for now is whether the bass still makes sense on smaller speakers. On a laptop or a phone, you may not hear the true sub, but you should still feel the rhythm of the line. On proper monitors, the low end should stay clean and not bark too much in the low mids. If you want movement, keep it subtle. Use a slow filter movement on the mid layer, or tiny automation changes to the cutoff. You can also add slight pitch movement, but be careful. The sub should stay stable. Let the movement live in the upper layer unless you're going for a very specific, warped effect. If the note identity starts disappearing, you've gone too far. Pull it back. A bassline can be filthy and still remain readable. That's the sweet spot. Now bring the bass and drums together in context. Loop 8 bars with everything running. Listen to the kick, snare, break, and bass as one system. Ask yourself, does the bass hit too hard on the snare? Does the kick lose its front edge? Does the bass push the groove forward, or does it drag behind it? This is where small timing adjustments matter a lot. Nudge notes a tiny bit earlier or later and hear how the groove changes. A slightly late bass note can feel heavier. A slightly early one can feel more urgent. Keep it subtle. Tiny moves can completely change the attitude. If the bass is fighting the kick, shorten the note first before lowering the volume. That's often the real fix. Long tails are one of the fastest ways to blur a DNB drop. Trim the notes, tighten the release, and let the drums breathe. A good practical chain is operator, saturator, EQ8 for a more classic rugged roller. Keep the saturation controlled, and use EQ to clean up any low-mid fog from the distorted layer. If you want something a bit more animated and tense, wave-eatable, auto-filter and compressor can give you a more modern grind while still keeping that old-school phrasing. Choose one flavor. Don't stack everything just because it's there. Classic and direct is one vibe. Animated and pressured is another. Pick the one that serves the track. Now check mono compatibility. This matters a lot. Keep the lowest layer centered and avoid widening the sub. If your bass sounds huge in stereo but collapses in mono, it is not club safe. Trip the width off the low layer and keep any stereo trickery up top, where it belongs. The sub has to survive the club system, the booth, and the DJ mix. Here's a quick test that saves tracks. Solo the bass, then bring the drums back in, and listen again in context. If the bass only sounds good when it's alone, it isn't working as a roller yet. The bass should improve the drum groove, not replace it. Once the balance feels right, turn the phrase into an actual arrangement. An easy approach is an 8-bar drop. Bars 1 to 4 give you the core pattern. Bars 5 and 6 can drop one note or thin the mid layer. Bars 7 and 8 bring back the full pressure, maybe with a tiny pickup or a changed last note. That kind of arrangement is perfect for DNB because it stays DJ-friendly while still moving forward. You don't need to rewrite the whole bassline. Often, one small change is enough. Change the last note. Open the filter a little. Remove a hit for tension. That's the move. And if you want a stronger second drop feel later, don't automatically add more notes. You can simply make the mid layer rougher, open the filter a touch, or change the ending of the phrase. Sometimes the most powerful change is a tiny silence before the bass comes back in. In jungle and old school DNB, even a small gap can hit huge. When the idea is working, commit it to audio. Freeze it, bounce it, print it. That gives you more control and stops you from endlessly tweaking synth settings. Once it's audio, trim the tails, clean up the note starts, and keep the loop tight. This also makes it much easier to build fills and variations for the next section. A few extra things to keep in mind. If the bass starts sounding blurry, don't reach for EQ first. Check whether the notes are overlapping the snare tail. Check the release time. Check whether the distortion is adding too much low mid fog. Check whether the dirty layer is carrying too much low end. Most of the time, the real fix is in the note lengths and the layer split, not a fancy EQ move. And here's a simple creative rule that works really well. Make the bass narrower in rhythm before you make it bigger in sound. More gaps, one extra pickup, or a shorter final note often creates more urgency than another layer of distortion ever will. In this style, authority beats complexity every time. So the big takeaway is this: a strong sub-weight roller is built from a clean mono sub, a gritty upper layer, and tight rhythmic phrasing that leaves space for the drums. Keep the low end disciplined, let the break breathe, and use small changes to create that pirate radio tension. That's how you get heavy without getting messy. Now it's your turn. Try the 4-bar practice exercise and build a bassline with no more than 4 notes, one clean sublayer, one dirty mid-layer, and at least one small change in bar 4. Then push yourself a little further and make the 16-bar challenge version, with one deliberate change every 4 bars. Keep it simple, keep it focused, and trust the groove. That's where the real jungle pressure lives.